This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump has suggested the US could deploy troops to Nigeria or carry out airstrikes to stop what he called the killing of Christians by Islamist insurgents. He told reporters he would not allow the large number of deaths to continue. The Nigerian government has denied that Christians are being disproportionately targeted by jihadist insurgents. David Bamford reports.
Unfounded claims of a Christian genocide in Nigeria have been circulating in US right-wing religious circles for months, but the State Department's senior advisor on Africa, Massad Boulos, and others have tried to push back against this narrative. Nigeria points out that jihadists attack all communities in the north, 90% of whom are Muslim. US evangelical groups conflate the northern insurgency with banditry in central Nigeria, where Fulani herdsmen who happen to be Muslim attack farming communities who happen to be Christian. But that conflict is all about scarce water resources, not religion.
Flight delays are affecting airports across the US as the government shutdown continues into a second month. There's been disruption on Sunday for travellers in New York, Texas and Chicago. More than 10,000 air traffic controllers have been working without pay. Peter Bowes has more.
Potentially, it could be the longest shutdown, and the impact is really being felt now across the country, especially by travellers. This is affecting airports right across the country, and it seems that as every day goes by, that situation is getting worse because more and more air traffic controllers who are government workers forced to go to work without pay, they are becoming fatigued, and it is affecting them in terms of stress and sometimes trying to do the jobs of two people when they are at work, and many of them are calling in sick.
The Israeli military says it's received what Hamas has said are the remains of three more hostages from the Red Cross in Gaza. Israel is seeking the remains of 11 more hostages. British police say a 32-year-old man is now being treated as the only suspect after a mass stabbing on a train in England on Saturday. A second man detained at the scene has been released. The attack, in which 10 people were hurt, is not being treated as terror-related. Tom Simons has more.
Eyewitnesses have told us that most of the injuries happened in carriages in the middle of the train, so they scrambled to safety at either end of the train and from there onto the platform when it arrived. One said it was like being trapped in a box you couldn't get out of.
The train is now a crime scene, and police said a 32-year-old black British man from Peterborough, where he boarded the train, was in custody. Currently, they are not discussing why the attack might have happened.
That report from Tom Simons. World News from the BBC. A powerful earthquake has been reported in northern Afghanistan. The US Geological Survey said a 6.3 quake was detected about 20 kilometres southwest of the town of Khullam. There are reports that tremors were felt in the capital, Kabul. Details of any damage are yet to emerge. The United States says it's sending $3 million to help Cuba after Hurricane Melissa, but it will be distributed by the Roman Catholic Church and not the Cuban government. The State Department said the humanitarian assistance would go to people in eastern Cuba, hardest hit by the storm. Melissa killed at least 59 people as it battered the Caribbean last week, though no deaths were reported in Cuba. The US put the island under economic embargo more than 60 years ago. A new report by a UN-sponsored organisation says high levels of inequality, both between and within countries, make the world more vulnerable to pandemics. It says pandemics, in turn, cause more inequality. And it calls on richer countries to invest in healthcare while restructuring debt to allow poorer countries to spend more on healthcare too. In cricket, India have won the Women's World Cup for the first time. They beat South Africa by 52 runs on a wet day before more than 40,000 fans in Navi Mumbai. Charles Haviland reports.
South Africa put India into bat first and managed to limit them to a below par 298 runs. But once they were bowling, India got the edge, spinner Deepti Sharma taking 5 wickets. India, joint hosts of this year's Women's World Cup, become the first non-Western nation to win it. Veteran cricket journalist Harsha Bogle said the women in blue had done India proud. The Indian-born CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, called the game nail-biting, said India's women would inspire a whole generation, and congratulated plucky South Africa too.